Chairman, I move that we defer David L. and Carolyn Wilson preliminary royal estates for further consideration.
Second.
We're moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2006-74, David L. and Carolyn D. Wilson royal estates as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2006-75, Tull Group LLC, Sunset Woods as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer subdivision 2006-75, Tull Group LLC, Sunset Woods for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2006-75, Tull Group LLC, Sunset Woods as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is other business. Our first item of other business is State of Delaware Sussex Maintenance Facility preliminary site plan on Road 431.
Let me get reorganized here for a second, please.
All right, sir. Do you need a recess?
No.
Shucks. Nah, we're right.
Step here.
Okay.
Gentlemen, I'm passing out a copy of the site plan. This is an application of the State of Delaware Sussex Maintenance Facility. Preliminary site plan for Road 431. For proposed maintenance shop, office, and two tool sheds with associated parking, and it's located on 260.28 acres. The site is owned to AR1 and owned by the State of Delaware. The proposed building will be for the State of Delaware Division of Facilities Management. Site is located between the Delaware State Police Troop 4 and Magistrate Court. Those buildings, along with the SCI, Sussex Correctional Institute, are all located on the same parcel. All of those buildings were built within the state would exempt. The 4,050 square foot maintenance shop with a 1,478 square foot office are proposed. There are also two 308 square foot tool sheds proposed. The setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning code. 24 parking spaces are proposed. Staff is questioning whether the site plan may be amended as submitted or if a conditional use application is required. If the site plan is approved as submitted, final approval could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals. The difficulty of this site is that basically SCI is exempt from jurisdiction by the county.
Right.
It's on an SCI property, Correctional Institute property, or a State of Delaware property, actually. And it includes the state police, the magistrate, and all the other state facilities that are at the intersection of Shortley Road and 113. This building is located between state police, where we've allowed for expansion, and the magistrate court, where we've allowed expansion. And it's in between, and it is providing a service for those facilities. We're kind of sitting here between a rock and hard place. Are they exempt, or are they going to be required to go through public hearing for conditional use for this facility?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I'm not sure I know the answer to that, but yes, sir.
Is this in a level four, and should we be approving it if it's in a level four?
Well, I tell you what, now, Mr. Johnson, you raised an interesting question there, because the state really does not wish to have anything happening in level four.
Right. The squirrels and birds.
Mr. Mr. Lang, can you answer that question as to whether or not that's a level four area?
I don't know. Is that a right map or not?
You can defer action until we find out.
We don't want to defer action.
I think we need to evaluate it for road improvements, too.
If I can get the right map here. It's in the other one, anyway.
It's
in the old. Last page in the old one.
Figure out where it is.
Oh, it's a lovely call.
Just concerned.
I will say there are parties present on behalf of the Division of Facilities Management.
Right.
In case you have any question for them.
It was somewhat unusual, but not unheard of for us to do that. You wish to hear from a representative from the police project?
I'm okay.
You're okay. All right then.
It's in level three.
It's level three. Okay.
It is. The site is located within a developing area.
All right then.
Based on the comprehensive plan.
Looks like it might be level two.
It would be level two. I don't think it's public's going necessarily going to be served by making them go through the whole process. So they need it. So.
Well, if you look, if you went down Shirley Road, you have state police, this parcel, the magistrate court, the Sussex Conservation District, and then you get to a house.
Yeah, I know. It's all there.
Across the road, there is there's a home on a state property that's there, a rehab type center.
Right.
And it's would be the only residential appearing structure within close proximity.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve State of Delaware Sussex Maintenance Facility preliminary site plan on Route 431 as a preliminary and final approval could be subject to staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the State of Delaware Sussex Maintenance Facility preliminary site plan on Route 431. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is H&L Land Company, LLC. Conditional use number 1693, time extension and preliminary site plan on U.S. Route 13.
Now, this is a request for a one-year time extension and preliminary site plan approval. The conditional use was approved on August 7, 2007. This is the first request for an extension. If an extension is granted, it shall be retroactive to the anniversary date of approval and will be valid until August 7, 2009. Preliminary site plan is for a proposed 14,400 square foot storage building with an existing 5,054 square feet office building. The setbacks for the proposed storage building meet the requirements of the code. The 15 conditions of approval are referenced on the site plan. Site plan complies with the conditions of approval. If preliminary approval is granted, final approval could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve H&L Land Company, LLC, condition use 1693, time extension for 1 year, retroactive to August 7th, 2008, and preliminary approval granted with final approval be subject to staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve H&L Land Company, LLC, conditional use number 1693, time extension and preliminary site plan on Route 13. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item, number three, was removed from the agenda. The next